Welcome back to the show. 9 minutes past two. Good afternoon once again. And yes, this is the last lap of the show. All right, so let's talk about toughness and soft life. I have to use the word soft life, you know, because of where we are, right? In Nigeria, we call it soft life. But some people will call it easy life. But let's do soft life, all right? So there's a saying that tough times never last, but tough people do. And so there are people who believe that it's better to have the strengths. You know, if you're praying to God, you should rather be praying for strengths to handle the tough times because they would show up. Instead of praying that things would be smooth, easy, soft for you, pray for strength. Pray that you develop the tough skin to handle the tough situation. Pray that you are strong when the storm comes, instead of praying that storm will not come. So this belief they have is actually on that premise that it is impossible to live life here on earth and not have troubles. And so they believe that if you are tough, the situations in this life are not going to weigh you down because you'll be able to withstand, you'll be able to rise up, and you'll be able to forge ahead. But if you're praying for the soft life, that everything will be easy for you, it might not be. They actually believe that it will not be so. It's not that it might not be so. It will not be so. It's impossible. And so, when trouble comes, you don't even know how to handle it. Why? Well, because you were hoping that things will be easy. Instead of praying for strength, instead of hoping that you'll be able to carry. So, would you rather be tough to handle life? Of course, the tough times. Or would you rather have a soft life? So, looking at the English version of soft life. Okay. So, what exactly does this soft life mean? Looking at it from the English version, which means easy life, right? So, when you actually say that someone is living an easy life, you're basically saying that this person is comfortable. This person does not really have problems or worries. They are okay. You're describing leisure. You're describing comforts. So that's it. So is it even possible to live, go through life, and have it easy? Soft life, soft life. Is it possible that one can live on earth and have soft life? But first of all, would you rather be tough or would you rather have a soft life? That's the conversation for now. So let's hear from you. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. Or better still, send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Would you rather be tough? Or would you rather have a soft life? Let's talk. Okay, you can as well head on to Facebook and drop a comment, please. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, thank you. You can as well tweet at Nigeria Info PH. All right. So being tough versus having a soft life, which would you rather have? And then I'm also asking you to tell me, while you're choosing or while you're telling me which one you would rather have, also let me know if it's possible to have a soft life in the real sense of what soft life is. All right? Looking at the definition I gave you, we looked at the English definition, you know, which means easy life, to live comfortably without any problems or worries. Is that possible? RG is calling from Port Harcourt here. Ooh. All right, RG, please do well to call back. Now send me messages on WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. And please, when you're sending me a message, include your name, all right? Thank you. Mr. Zion, hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
I want to ask that toughness to live the life. Costas.
Yes, please.
I will not deceive myself that I want the easy one is a lie.
Really?
I will not deceive myself. Even the Bible said that your days are short and full of trouble. Costas, this is the book of Proverbs I've written for you, so. For thy days are short and full of trouble. They never told you or promised you any day that it would be easy.
But Jesus said he came to give us life and that we may have it more abundantly.
The days of the days had this and he put in softness. No, he never did that too. He only came to give us life in abundance. He did not come to remove this one and this one. No. In fact, even if you want to go further, he even said he came to cause confusion. That is not what Jesus said. He came to cause confusion.
So Mr. Zion is for the toughness.
See, I need that toughness. Look at the way I was even conceived. By my father and my mother. Was it easy? Go and ask my father, I was busy toasting my mother. Before my mother.
All right.
She said, yes. Was it easy? Okay, when they went to the other room, how far? Okay, how she conceived me. And the day she was pushing me out. Why didn't I smile? Why didn't they want to smile? What are they waiting for me to cry? To tell me that it is tough. And look at us, when we came out, we are frowning. Tell me any beginning when they're born, the beginning of the world. God has forgiven. We are frowning. They are speaking of life. No, okay. It's not possible.
All right.
I just need God to give me the hardness to face through the toughness ahead of us. To make the money, we'll make the clean money. To live the good life, we'll live it very good. But
okay.
Before, I need that toughness.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Hello, Promise from Rumodamaya. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome, Promise. Go on. Hello.
I think we find ourselves, or I found myself. I think I want to be tough. The kingdom of God, forest violence. And only the violent ticket. So you are a tough person. You can survive in a tough environment. When it comes to the jungle, animal jungle, it is the survival of the fittest.
But you're talking about animal now. Are you an animal?
We are all animals.
I'm asking you. Me, I'm not an animal. I'm a human being. I'm not in that your we. I know they in our WhatsApp group.
Okay, my.
Oh, that happened. All right, so you might as well call in. I would like to hear from you though. Soft life or toughness? Emmanuel from Idama says, I prefer a soft life, but toughness is the way to soft life. Okay. Okay, what's your name? Elder OG. It's actually being processed, all right? You get that this week. Thank you very much for the reminder. Hi, Lady Constance. Living a soft life, it's highly achievable. That doesn't imply that you won't face challenges, but your perception and the way you actually handle it is what matters. All right, that's a message from Peter Bright, Chemena from Omoma. Okay. So which would you go for? The strengths to handle the situations as they come. Or would you rather not have the situations even show up in the first place? Let's just enjoy this life. You know, enjoy life and just live. What's that song, Seth? There's another song I'm trying to remember. But anyway. Please, there is a call screener, okay? So when you call in, speak to the call screener first of all. The call screener will patch you through, right? Thank you very much. So stay on the line. Don't hang up. It's not a mistake. You're not calling the wrong person or the wrong line. Thank you. All right, let's get back to the phone lines now. Remember, you can send a message via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hi, Samuel.
Yes, Dr. Samuel.
You're welcome on board.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day, sir.
I was actually saying that I prefer the tough life to the soft aspect of it.
How come?
When life is tough on somebody, it makes you gain some level of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and how to manage your life and manage whatever you are able to get in life. But when one sees everything on a platter of gold, the act of management and usefulness will not actually be there. I also do believe that softness in life hardness in life builds a man, builds an individual. It makes you work and fight for your future, and it makes you disciplined. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Samuel. So he says, I would like to have it tough. When I'm tough, when I have the things tough, then I'm going to be built up. Okay, so here I'm just wondering, does it mean that someone would not gain experience, exposure, expertise if their life is not tough? No, really? Is it not possible to achieve all of that, to be experienced, to be an expert in whatever it is, without having to go through the eye of the needle? Is it not? That's the question also. Because I'd like to find out from you. You know, some people are even asking, is life meant to be easy or hard? Why is life so hard? I'm sure you've heard people, you know, ask that question. Maybe you're even the one who's had to ask that question yourself. You've wondered, you know, you're trying this, you're trying that. Or maybe the sun out there is just hitting your head. You're like, is this life supposed to be hard? Can't I just be the one that doesn't have to be under the sun like this? Why must I have to read this long just because of a degree? Can't they just give it to me after 1 week? Must we spend 4 years in the name of studying? Why is life so tough? Toughness versus soft life. Hello, Godwin.
Yeah?
Good afternoon, Godwin. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Constance.
You're welcome on board. I'm listening.
Yeah, you said I'm living a soft life. You know, but living God in heaven also tells us that we have a very short time to live on earth, and that a short time is full of trouble. So I don't think any man can live a life without worry. At least if you have all you want in one particular aspect of life, there must be an aspect of life where you will have difficulties. So the only thing that is for us to know how to minimize or handle our problems. But there is no man on earth that can just leave without the worries. There must be something that must be disturbing a person at every time. That is my little contribution.
Okay, thank you very much, Godwin, for calling. All right, so let's see. Toughness versus soft life. Would you rather go for being tough so that you can handle life situations as they come? Or would you rather have a soft life? Is it even possible to have a soft life where everything is good? You are comfortable. There's nothing worrying you. There are no pressures. You're just okay. Is it possible? Do you think there are people living that kind of life? That's the conversation. I'll be back after this commercial break. Do stay tuned.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right, welcome back now. 2:26 on the clock. And we're still discussing toughness versus soft life. Didn't someone do a song titled Soft Life? All right, this is Nigeria Info. I think it's the Cool FM guys who should have some songs, right? But I'll find something. I'll look for something. Okay, so based on what I've heard so far from the callers, I'm going to read your messages though, all right? You can as well send yours via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. So based on what I've heard so far, I'm thinking this whole toughness or softness of life, is this a mindset? For instance, if I see my work right now, talking to you as all this tough thing that I'm doing, do I have to come here and be talking before they give me money? If I actually see it as such a hard work, this is me going through a lot so that I will be strong tomorrow, then it becomes that. But if I see it as this is me living my easy life, I mean, I'm just here talking, doing what I like to do, and you know, life is good. So I watched a video earlier, a lady who she hawks drinks, I think tiger nut juice or something. And then the lady was asking her, do you know Jesus and all that? And then she goes, yes. And the person asking her goes, I don't believe in Jesus. And then she goes, why not? And then the lady says, I don't know, I just don't believe. And the lady now asks her, so why do you believe in Jesus? And she says, well, because he gave me life, he makes my life good and all of that stuff. And then the lady goes, so how is he helping your life? Yeah, selling tiger nuts, hawking tiger nuts. And then she goes, life is in phases. I mean, I'm just doing this for now, but it's a process. Things will be better tomorrow. So here's what I want to draw out from that particular video. So this lady is hawking her drink. And someone somewhere is looking at her and feeling, life is really hard on this lady. But she's gathering momentum. She's having it tough. It will toughen her for the days ahead. But for her, she might be seeing it as, this is easy. I mean, life is good. I'm not worried. I mean, I make my tiger nuts myself and then I go out and I hawk it. People buy, they're happy, I'm happy. I make my money, I go back home. I remember a video I saw years ago, a lady in South Africa, I think. So she and her children live in this one room. It's not one bedroom, it's one room, right? So inside that one room, they have their bed, they have their mini library, they have their kitchen, they have a big bowl they use as their bathroom. So they have their bath inside that room. There's no special bathroom elsewhere. For them to be asking, how did they not go to the toilet? Hey, they have bush. They did that. They do number two there. Anyway, so this lady was talking about, in fact, she, in the video, she was more like giving a tour of her one room. And the smile on her face when she was describing her one room, showing different things in that one room, I was just wondering, like, is she not understanding that she's actually not having a good life? And mommy was smiling. She was happy. You know, even encouraging other people that... She even invites people to her one room to hold fellowship. I was just like, I was blown away, really, seriously. All right, so I'm saying all of these things to ask, whether you're having a soft life or having it tough, is it a mindset? Or is it a product of what the situation really is? I mean, if it is tough, it is tough. Is this son outside there, they mama you? Is they mama you? Forget English. Forget mindset. The sun, they hot. The sun is sunning. So is it a mindset? And does your mindset change it doesn't change the situation. I don't think so. Does it change the severity of the situation? Or does it determine how the situation will rub off on you, whether you're going to see it as tough or you're going to see it as soft? Is it a mind thing? That's what I'm really driving at. All right. So I'm taking your calls. So you can call in 0817-923-0002. Hi, Lady Constance. Living a soft life, it's highly achievable. That doesn't imply... Okay, I've already seen this message before now. Good afternoon, Constance. I am Mr. Chris. Soft life is possible. Imagine the son of Mr. President Yusuf. He lacks nothing. Haven't struggled so much to be where I am today. I know what I have been through. I would prefer a soft life to a tough one. All right. And then, what's your name? Nwile Exist from Rumokurusi says, good afternoon, Constance. I will prefer soft life, aka easy life. Easy life simply means when you wake up in the morning, you have your bath, you chop, you step out to get one or two. You and your babe go on vacation, aka money no dey finish. Who no like better thing? Easy life all the way, Jerry. We like this from Rumokurusi. All right, thank you very much for your message. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0007. Is it a mindset thing? Or is it, how do they say it? Or is it, what is it? It is what it is. That's how it's said. Yeah. Or is it, what is it? Is it what it is? Yeah. Or is it what it is? Yeah. All right. Let's hear from you. Simon is calling from Eleme. Hi, Simon. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side, Simon.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So... I'm Simon calling from LMA.
All right, Simon, go on.
Okay. Looking at toughness in life, I want to say that life is not fair to anyone.
Really?
And I want to tell you that I think it's better you just get ready to face the tough side of life. The people you may think are actually enjoying, they have all going for them. They don't really have it the way you think. So, toughness in life will make you, just like the doctor said, be ready, you know, to embrace the challenges of life. Life does not take find its shape, when you have everything going for you. It's in this toughness that life finds its shape and purpose. That's why so many people are able to achieve all they are able to achieve in life. Why those who may have everything you think are not really getting it right? So that's my contribution.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. So toughness versus soft life. You know, tough skin to handle situations, to face challenges. Or would you rather not have to face challenges? There will be storms. But, hello, excuse me, I don't want to face storms. Can we stay ashore? No, you're getting on this ship. We must sail. We must get across. So would you rather have a tough skin? And this toughness I'm talking about, of course, it's beyond the physical strengths. All right. There's also the need for mental strengths. Yeah. It's part of the things that you actually get to have when we're talking about having a tough skin. So some people have said that, well, having life, going through the toughness of life, it helps you to have experience. It helps you to develop perhaps expertise, depending on what the situation is. Is that true? Can you have the expertise without having to go through the toughness? 0817-923-0002. Hi, Constance. I think it's a mindset thing as regards soft life and tough life. Elder Oji, I hope you saw my earlier post. Yeah, I did, and I addressed it. I said it will be handled this week. All right. Thank you very much, Elder Oji, for your message. All right. Get on Facebook as well and drop a, what's it called? A comment there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Let's hear from you. Would you rather have tough skin, or would you rather have a soft life? And if you're telling me you would prefer the soft life, explain to me what you mean by a soft life. And is it possible to actually really have a soft life in the real sense of it? The real sense of it is living a life with no worries, no problems. Is it possible? Emerald is calling from Rumokoro. Hi, Emerald. I like that name.
Hi, good afternoon, Madam Costan.
Good afternoon.
Hello, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'd like to make my own contribution on the topic on the table.
All right, I'm listening.
All right, I choose the hard life.
Yeah?
Yes.
With a name like Emerald, you want a hard life?
I have my reason.
Please tell us the reasons.
Yeah, well, soft life is good. I'm not condemning it. Neither am I condemning those that would love to live an easy life or soft life. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I once had an easy life. And if not for God, that took me through the process of life, that took me through what I went through by His grace alone, I don't think I'll be at the level of who I am today.
Ooh.
Life was very rosy until something popped. And then I had no choice. I had options of either falling back to the world and then, you know, anyhow, like the cruise, no club and all that. And I also had the option of, let me take this path with God and give it back to life in capital letters. Let me tell life that I still have an authority over life. Did that because I saw that too much easy life, this too much soft life. I don't want stress, I beg. I don't want this sun to cut, I don't fit. It's what is throwing some of us, my gender, into quick money. Gents to pay that will take their lives somehow. I know that some of us too, some of my gender, I know you can still stay on your own and somebody will still come and harm you and all that. The society is not very safe. But most of us, because we want easy life, because we want soft life, we don't want to go out there and work. If the government does not have job enough for us, we can do something. I mean, self-employed. We can be creative. We can go learn, give me the word, as in any, you know,
skill,
job. Learn sewing and all that, which I did. Took through that and I was able to see myself through school, first degree, my second degree, by the help of God, I'm still holding on. My friends, like, they were laughing at me. They were actually still living the soft life. I came with Papa get money, and is that bad as you did now? No problem. But I can see that today, even though I suffered all through my years in the University of Port Harcourt, I suffered not the year. I can't remember making my hair up to 5-6 times all through my days in UniPont, which I graduated last year.
Wow.
I can't. But today, to the glory of God, since I saw that, if I had sat in a place to, like, this easy life, I must continue with something, I wouldn't have achieved what I have achieved today. I'm going through designing training, and apart from that, knowing that I am very creative, as I speak with you, I'm on my creative work. I put embellish a lot of shoes, clothes, and that. And it's selling, and I'm feeding my kids. My younger ones are my kids' sister. You know, my younger ones at least they're benefiting from me.
All right.
So you can only handle hard life by prayers. If Jesus Christ that came to save the world did not escape hard life, who am I? Let me not generalize it, because I don't know for others. Who am I to escape hard life? So he overcame it by prayers. He overcame it by trusting the Father. So I am overcoming it by prayers and by hard work. I am determined that I will make it. I'm determined that in this fashion world, I will make it, and I'll stay on it. Even though some of my friends that were laughing at me yesterday, today some of them are falling back to me. Like, babe, I would like to learn this thing and all that. I tell them, now go bring money, because then they laugh me for school. So I choose the hard life. With God, hard life will not be too hard the way it seems or the way it sounds. It will be sweet at the end, and it will be sweeter than the easy life.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Emerald. Anonymous says, why do they have to be mutually exclusive? I'm tough, but I've accepted soft life. I'm not proving anything to anybody. Challenges and opportunities for growth are inevitable, but I will never glorify suffering ever again. My days of strong black woman who can take on the world ended the day I met my husband. But nonsense conditioning almost made me punish him for arriving with money he did not steal. May my angels and his ancestors forgive me. Oh my God. And she says, it's definitely a mindset. I'm not in the first decade of my life, and I have learned to let myself receive good things. Even if anyone wants to think I don't deserve them, because if I'm not working hard according to them, that is their problem. I no longer have that mindset of my worth being measured by how much suffering I can take. And the idea that if someone is financially wealthy, they must be going through something terrible in private is just wishful thinking of envious, poor people. Ouch. All right, thank you for your message, Anonymous. Hi, Nonso from Diob.
Yes, Diob, yes.
Welcome, Nonso. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go on.
Okay. So what I want to say, the foundation of the earth itself was made by hardship, but strong situations. So all I'm saying is that hardship and having a good landing, it's better to have a hardship before you had a good landing.
Really?
Because if you had a good landing and if you have not passed through hardship, my dear, you will come back to hardship. So that's how I saw it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So this reminds me of something that someone said some years ago, Paris, I'm sure. He said something about love, about how Nigerians find it hard to receive love. You know, he was kind of like making a comparison with how those in the Western world accept love and the people here accept love. And he says those of them, and he was actually specific about those in the Western world, right? Not the ones who are feeling like, oh, we were once slaves and all that. Anyway, but those who feel like, yeah, we're running this place, right? He says you can give them flowers and someone is happy. Aw, ooh, ah. But over here, who are you giving flower? It's not flower. You bring something that we behold and say, hey, it's something that you brought. Okay, so I really think that somehow, right, the environment where you have been in for a very long time, it does something to your mind. You just begin to think that this way it is going for you is the way that normal life should just be. The way that the roads are bad in some places. Say, at least by the time they build the road, we will now appreciate a good road because we have seen bad road. But there are people who were born in a country where they have never seen a bad road. And they are appreciating the good road because they're used to seeing a good road. So I believe also that somehow hardship does something to you. It makes you believe that before you get there, you should actually really struggle. But for some people, right, they're already saying that it is possible to be living the soft life, and then you also need that toughness even in the soft life, because there are things that may come your way that you did not prepare for. So there is need for toughness. Yeah, remember that Bible passage that says something about strength? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But does that mean that you have to go through life in a very tough way? And back to the other question, is it a mindset really? Because sometimes what someone might call suffering or tough situation, it's all in your head. You're the one who's seeing life that way. Some other person is not even seeing it that way. They're in that same situation with you, but for them, it's just training. You know, so just imagine a footballer who is at the camp training, and then he sees himself as, I'm having a hard life. No, he doesn't see it that way. He sees it as, it's training, it's routine. We're supposed to do this so that we can do the next thing. All right, back to the messages on Facebook here. Also, Francis Namani from Amagunze in Enugu State says, good afternoon, Constance. Life is full of ups and downs, softness and toughness. All right. Tony Brooks says, it depends. If you are born into wealth, your life is soft. If you're not born into wealth, you face tough life. Life itself is tough. As for me, I prefer tough life because the storm must surely come. Thanks. All right, thank you very much. So which do you prefer? Toughness, tough skin, or soft life? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0007. For messages via WhatsApp, do well to send them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So someone says that life is not meant to be anyway. It's just life. It's not meant to be soft. It's not meant to be hard or tough. We're the ones who perceive it the way we perceive it, whether it's tough or soft, based on our experiences, and based on, of course, our perspectives, what we are seeing, where we are from, culture, religion, belief system. All right? So you're the one who decides if your life is easy or your life is tough based on where you're seeing it from. So would you rather have a tough skin so that you can handle life situations? Or would you rather have a soft life so that you will not have to be dealing with situations? Is it even possible to have a soft life? Life where there is no worry, there is no problem. Perhaps it's only when you are a baby. When you are a baby, Seth, there are things that will come. You're a baby boy and you're from an area where they do circumcision on any particular day. That's still part of the tough life, right? All right, talk to me. I want to know what you think and what you are choosing. All right, Stephen is calling from Port Harcourt. Hi, Stephen.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear, Stephen. Go on.
All right, good day.
My name
is Steven Davis.
Go on, Steven, I'm listening. Turn off your radio set.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me prepare the ad life. Hello?
Yeah?
I prefer the hard life. The hard life teaches a lot.
Why do they prefer hard life? Is it because you're in Nigeria?
It's not that you're going too hard with life, but there are a lot of things you follow in life, processes. You know, from small, a child goes from small. He faces the breath sucking and all that before he gets too hard on. So even in university, you get your white, get your jam. If you don't pass through all these things, there's no way you get life experience. So for me, the hard life teaches a lot. Living soft life, you know, fake life, all those things are nothing to me.
Really?
Yes.
So, Stephen, do you think that if perhaps you were born in a place like the U.S., you'd be saying what you just said?
Even in the U.S., mm-hmm. a child must be born. There is no child, there's no adult that has not passed through hardship. A child, I'm looking at a child, a child must be born. You must go to a process. You understand? Even politics.
It's not, but you know, it's not everybody. Hello, Stephen. You know, it's not everybody that. Yeah, it's not everybody that goes through hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're saying that everybody goes through hardship, and I'm just wondering, is it a Nigerian thing that's happening here?
See, the Nigerian thing. Let me just tell you. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Let me just tell you, the Nigerian thing is from the top. The reason why we are facing this, as you know, poverty is not from God. God is not created poverty. God is created poverty. Mm-hmm. Poverty is created by man.
Yeah.
And man is the leader. Those leaders are the top.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
They don't want you to get where they are. They just want you to be low so they can be giving you what they want. Anytime they call you, you come and take. They want you to live the hard life. Why are they themselves? They're living the rich life, going abroad, fly all the things. Understand? So for me, it's just like that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, while Stephen was speaking, I remembered the story of Adam in the Bible. And I was just thinking about that young man. I don't think he had a hard life or tough life. He didn't even plant the garden where he was dressing, you know. All he had to do was just look after a garden that was already prepared. That was his job. It wasn't hard work. Yeah, he was naked and mosquitoes were not biting him. There was no malaria. There was no cold. There was no, the sun is sunning. Yeah, he had protection. Dude was living a soft life. He was. He didn't need to travel to any abroad. Where he was the abroad. Oh, come on. You know. So, would you rather go for a tough skin? Or would you rather have soft life? Make everywhere soft. I like Nigerian English, I beg. Everywhere soft. Someone is saying, I want to understand something. What do you want to understand? I was having an easy life, but I told myself that it wasn't going to be always easy, so I took up the hard life training myself. Today, I'm grateful I did it because I'm an employer of labor because I was able to win through the hard life. Oh, wow. All right, we have another commercial break. Oh, yes, that message is coming from Romeo. Thank you, Romeo. So we have a commercial break right now, and after the commercial break, I'll be saying my goodbye. So we're still discussing toughness versus soft life. Would you rather have it tough, or would you rather have life soft? I'll be back after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
And yes, we are on our way out right here on the sunny side. Okay, so toughness versus soft life. Would you rather be tough to handle life, or would you rather have a soft life? That's the conversation so far. And one thing is, there are tough situations in life. They will definitely come, right? Yeah, they will. It might be, it could be something general, like when we had the global pandemic and the whole world was on a lockdown. It affected the rich and poor, everybody. All right, or it could also be a personal issue. It could be that you have a target you're supposed to meet. It could even be a target you set for yourself. It could be exams that you have to write. It could be a medical issue. Yeah, there's a place in the world, where is that? They had mudslide. I'm trying to remember that. It was actually in the news recently. So it could be a natural disaster. It could be a fire outbreak. Yeah, there will be times. Tough times will actually come. But resilience is one of the things that will help you to stand again. All right? So this is where we actually draw the curtain on the conversation today. Okay? And so I'm basically saying that tough times do not last, but tough people do. And you don't have to have a mindset that you must go through hardship before life will become better. No, really, change your mindset. I listened to, I've forgotten that woman's name, but anyway, so there's, she was talking about affirmations, positive affirmations, and then she says, this is something she says to herself every day, all right? Goodness lies ahead of me. So whether things are tough right now or not tough, it's the mindset, it's the way I see it, it's the way I'm choosing to perceive it. That's what is going to determine how I react to the situation or how things will seem. It depends on my mindset. All right? So tough times never last. It's not forever, but tough people do. Thank you very much for being a part of the conversations today. From when we talked about progressive political ambition till, of course, now. Now we just talked about toughness versus soft life. I'll see you tomorrow, but don't go anywhere. We have the news, Reverse Today, coming up at 3 o'clock. And after that, Hard Facts with Dayo. We'll take center stage. We are on Facebook, so get on there and always join our conversations right there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can also join us on Instagram. We're there. Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. And we are on Twitter as Nigeria Info PH. I'm also on Twitter. It's I Constance Mega. And Instagram and LinkedIn, it's Constance Mega. God bless you.